A Bible-started ex-biker, Mark the Hammer Carlos, on a new road. And recently, Mark spoke at Innisfil Community Church at the men's breakfast, and he's here with us today. Mark Carlos, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us today. I think you have such an incredible story that it's going to give so many people hope. You were born into an organized crime family, right?
That's correct.
Okay, and you were abused at a young age?
I was.
You ran away from home as a teen?
Yes.
And then you lived on the streets, but when you met some old neighbors who were part of a motorcycle club, they took you in, yes?
That's correct.
Okay, can you tell us a little bit about that part of your journey and how it led up to changing from a life of crime to a life of living for Jesus?
Well, being 13 years old and on the streets of Toronto wasn't very good for a young lad. So some guys from the motorcycle club took me in. And in that time, I learned that life because I was brought up with it.
Right.
So it was common to me. But I've done time in prison,
mm-hmm.
A little over 8.5 years. Shot 4 times, I've been stabbed, I've been blown up, RPG through the door, car full of C4 underneath my car.
Amen, you're still alive, sir.
That is the thing, right? I shouldn't be, but from God's grace, I am.
The Salvation Army came to visit your jail, right?
They gave me a sunshine bag and a Bible, and when I was in SAG, which is solitary confinement, it was the Bible opened up to Psalm 51, and I've never really read the Bible before, but I read that, and there was 2 parts in there. I come at you with a broken and contrite heart, and the other one is, I will praise you when the bones that you have broken mend. And I don't know why that stuck in my head until later on in life when I study the Bible and the way of life back then. And then I was moved to another cell, and a buddy of mine who I knew from the street was on the phone, and because you don't get calls in jail, he handed me the phone because he was talking to intake at Teen Challenge.
And so you went on to Teen Challenge after your sentence?
Yeah, I got bail. I wasn't even sentenced yet. I got bail and I went there on the bail program. But the only stipulation I had, I wasn't allowed in Toronto. That was my stipulation. So when I came to court in Toronto, I had to have like 3 people with me at all times.
Wow. So what are you up to nowadays?
So I went back to school when I graduated from Teen Challenge in 2014 is when I graduated.
Okay.
So I've only been a Christian for 10 years. And I went to Tyndale, got my BRE out of there.
Nice.
And then University of Toronto for my master's, and I just finished, I can't get my license, but a PhD clinical psychology. And I'm an ordained pastor through CCMF. And I didn't want to do titles because in the club I had a title.
Right.
And I was dead set against titles, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then I realized when my friends told me that we're true Christians and God-loving people, they go, sometimes we need to have the titles in society to prove a point.
And you just have a duty to do what you can, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Could you tell us about Redemption House of Recovery?
Certainly. There are 3 homes in Oshawa, in Durham. The gentleman that it was his brainchild was, his name's Claire Hewitt, and he was an ex-biker and guy on the street, and he just felt that God said, you got to go out and help. And the man did it with his own cash.
Wow.
Like, rented the first house. He took guys off the street that nobody wanted. Like, these were guys that were shooting heroin and fentanyl in the streets and dying. And you know, most of the guys had to be, you know, recovered a couple of times from death. And he takes them in, and there's no wait time. There's no nothing. He took them in, and we get them straightened out. It's a Christian-based program. And then we get them into places like Teen Challenge or Harbor Light or Quentin Warner in London or places in Windsor. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mark, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I appreciate you. And I just wish you all the best, you and your family. And I can't wait to see what God does for you in the future. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And God bless.